epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with All Trails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
He has been somebody that I've been leaning on tremendously. Just his mental game and taking care of himself mentally is at such a high level that that's been something that I've worked on for a while now. So just asking him questions on how he stays strong mentally. And, you know, this game is 99% mental, you know, so you got to have that right in order to go out there and perform physically. So I've been leaning on him heavy, and obviously he's a baller as well. And same with Palm, bigger dude, baller as well, physical when he plays, great dude all around. So that whole receive room every single year is just great dudes gelling together to go out there and make plays for each other.
That is Khalil Shakir. Meanwhile, checking the old Venmo account right here.
I got to get a number.
I have not seen the clip, but I've been alerted that speaking with Matt Parrino, Brandon Bean did use the phrase wide receiver train.
Which means
I win a bet.
You do.
Maybe I'll just give him the 20.
You kind of influenced. Well, not really.
How so? I just said he would say it.
Give me a number. I don't know what number's on that bet board.
It's either 20 or 25.
The whiteboard I'm looking at right now says $10.
Oh,
get out.
$10. I'm not there. You know, I didn't.
Or actually,
it was 10.
The way it's written says Jeremy White, yes, 25. Joe, 10. It doesn't have anything written 25. Next to Joe. So I'm assuming 25.
I got it at plus 250. That's what happened.
That's 25.
Let's go. Thank you.
See, this is the key to Jeremy winning these bets is he doesn't put a timestamp on them. They just live forever until he finally says it. 10 years from now, I could have been owing him $25. It would still been up there.
That's true. That is true.
All right, there you go.
Here's the check clear now. Anyway, he spoke with Matt Parrino about the whole thing. I've only been told about it. I've go and check it for sure. You know, Matt had a conversation with him, so we'll dig into it. All right. So back here at training camp, it is going to be a full pads day. So that's what we've been told. Full pads day, which is people like that kind of thing.
More contact.
The pads popping.
Yeah. Everybody stay healthy. Right?
Everybody stay healthy.
Everybody stay healthy. Pete Prisco from CBS was doing his tour around the I think he's coming here at some point.
He is.
He's doing his tour around different training camps. Was at Miami yesterday, and while at Dolphins camp, went on national television and said that he believes that the Dolphins are the worst team in the AFC East.
And he was escorted out.
Is that crazy?
No, that's not crazy.
The Jets are – they're the Jets, right? The Dolphins have – do you know the last time the Dolphins have had a season where they've won fewer than 8 games? It's been a while.
They're like the low-key Steelers?
They're kind of low-key like the Steelers. So the Dolphins win totals by year – going backwards, 8, 11, 9, 9, 10. 5 years in a row. And then before that, you get to that first Brian Flores year, but that's 6 years ago now, where they're down at the bottom. And I kind of want to believe that they could finish last, too. I'm just wondering if this is one of those where everybody is saying it, everybody seems to be on the same page, and we've gone a little bit too far with it. That they have to be bad this year. They still have Tua. They still have good weapons. I think I'm seeing a lot on how bad their defensive personnel is. We're secondary in the league. They just signed a corner this weekend who might start for them immediately. They almost signed Rasul Douglas to do the same thing. So I don't know. Part of me wants to think, no, they're going to be bad. Another part wants to say, no, this is all. It's gone a little too far. They're still going to be, you know, an 8-9 win team that's on the bubble come December.
Well, one thing working to their advantage, and again, like, I know you play who you play, but yep. when you lay it all out, like one of the things, who's the team we did this with? The Giants. You're like, well, maybe the Giants can be scrappy with a good pass rush and Russell Wilson. And then you look at their schedule and they can start 0-10.
It's murderous row.
It's yeah.
Yep.
Here's flip side. Here's the Dolphins. What could the Dolphins do? Opener? Colts.
Very winnable.
Patriots.
Easily winnable.
Patriots.
Winnable.
Bills?
Not winnable.
Jets?
Not for them.
Jets.
Yeah, winnable.
Panthers.
They're favored in most of those games.
Right.
Panthers. Winnable.
That's 4-1? Maybe not 4-1. After that, it's the Chargers.
3-2 at worst. 3-2 feels like they should at least be 3-2.
Okay.
4-1 feels more likely to me than 2-3. Is.
Chargers at home. This is a battle of teams you don't believe in.
Yeah, I know. I would think the Chargers beat them, though.
After that, though, it's the Browns and the Falcons.
Both winnable. Browns more so, but
like
yeah.
They could get to the halfway point of the season, and then it picks up. From there, the Dolphins go Ravens, Bills, Commanders, Saints, Jets, Steelers, right. Bengals, Bucks, Patriots.
Right.
The second half of Miami's schedule, I think it could easily be 6-3 and finish 7-9.
Yep.
7-10, whatever it is.
And then the other problem, of course, is, and this is, you know, this is known about them now, but their whole thing hinges on the most injury-prone quarterback in the league staying healthy. And I don't know. I'm reading a lot about how bad their offensive line might be this year, and that seems like a problem because you got an offense that is so tailored to the quarterback that it kind of seems like it's too complicated for any backup to come in and execute it, and your line's not good, and the guy had – like, your whole offense has to be run within 2 seconds. Why does Jonnu Smith lead them in catches last year? Because the ball's got to come out so fast because they're so afraid to just have Tua stand back there in the pocket. There's so many things that Joe Brady and the Bills can do. There's so many things that all these other top offenses in the league can do that I just feel like Mike McDaniel can't even consider them because he cannot risk the guy going down. And it's happened every year of his career going back to college except for one.
I'm trying to find the right comparison here. I don't know who to look for. Tua, in games that Tua plays, starts.
Yeah.
The record for Miami, they've never been under 500.
It's good.
He's 38-24 in games he started.
Okay.
So.
That's very good.
Who's the right quarterback to check on that? Like, is that better than Justin Herbert? It's not going to be as good
the
as.
The record's going to be better.
Yeah, right? You're
definitely,
right.
Definitely going to be better.
And I know it's not all QB wins. I get that. But the point is, you mentioned he's an injury-prone quarterback. He's. 2 years ago, he played every game. He made it through the whole season. They went 11-6. Last year, he missed 6 games. They went 6-5 when he played. So
Herbert's record 41-38.
Yeah, 3 games over 500. Where Tua is what 14 games over?
Yep.
And I know QB wins not all, just that.
No, that's right.
But when he plays, they win a lot.
And you have to count though that games played by year 10, 13, 13, 17, 11. Like, almost every
one
like,
full season.
You've got a plan almost that he's going to miss 4 games.
Yeah.
Like, more likely than not, he's going to miss 4 games, if not more. And, again, the evidence there has been it sounds like it's because of the design of the offense and how complicated it is, or I don't know what it is, but that when he goes out, you are not seeing backups come in and be able to execute it at all, no matter who they've put in. And that's a problem because if you've got to have your backup play 4 games a year, then you need someone to get you 2 wins out of that, and they haven't had that.
See Joe Brady walking over right here. Bills offensive coordinator will pop down with us. We'll chat for a few minutes before today's appears to be fully padded practice. So, you know, that changes the game a little bit. Coverage of training camp here from St. John Fisher is brought to you by Fiegel, Carr & Joyce, your border attorneys. By Outlet Liquor, when you need to stock up, it's the place to buy a case. What's your outlet? By Connors & Ferris, your workers' comp attorneys. And driven by your Upstate Honda dealers for great deals on the entire Honda lineup. Visit your Upstate Honda dealer today. Joe Brady, Bill's offensive coordinator, joining us. Good morning.
Good morning. What's going on, guys?
We're you know, hanging out. It's a nice day. It's going to be a hot one again. How are you?
I'm great. I'm fantastic. First day in pads, baby. Here we go.
Yeah, all right. All right. Yeah. Confirmed. Yeah. Finally confirmed. We'd heard it a couple different places, first day in pads. So.
There you go. That's what I break the news.
Yeah. So what does that mean for you? Like, you say good day to do that?
Yeah, it's football. You know, like, look, at the end of the day, I know this – don't get me wrong, OTAs, the first four practices are extremely important and everything, but, like, football's played with your hands and the pads, and you learn a lot about guys, right? Like, the physicality, the way they play. Can they still play with technique? So once these start going, that's when you get to see a lot.
I was going to ask if it's more exciting for the offensive guys or the defensive guys, but I feel like you seem pretty excited about it. So who's more excited?
Yeah, I mean, I like to think that if you're a football player, you wake up today knowing that your pads are on, you get to finally play some football, but – look, it's pretty tough running the football when, you know, you're just in helmets, right? And so you just really kind of just promote the technique and everything. But right now you get to see the level of physicality, and now it's kind of real football. And so, you know, you always see that first day, like, are guys antsed up? What's the energy like? Should be good, but now it's about, can guys play under control now that the pads are on and the anxiety and the stress are kind of rolling.
Yeah, and around the league, I think I saw Atlanta had a padded practice. They had a bunch of fights. Like, this time in camp, most teams kind of wait a couple practices in. So around the league, maybe, you know, tempers flare in this scenario.
Yeah, and I'm sure you always know the type of guys and who's usually the ones that are probably going to start it or whatnot. But, yeah, it's football, and, you know, tempers get going. There's that level of physicality. You'd rather toe the line than get guys to go, as opposed to having to hold them back, then tell them to get going. So I'm excited for today.
Bills offensive coordinator Joe Brady joining us. Before we get to the what's going on right now, what does your offseason look like? What do you do when you step away? How much time do you take away, and what are you doing with your time?
Yeah, usually you don't really get away after the season. You know, you finally get to kind of meet my wife again, meet my son again. You kind of go into hibernation for the whole season, but fortunately in the NFL, like, we don't have that off season. We just kind of get going and get ready for the next season. So, but this past month, I always try to kind of clear my brain. And so my wife, and my son, we went down to the beach in Florida and, just to kind of relax, get some mind right and come back. But outside of that, you're kind of nonstop football all the way through.
Is it just lay on the beach, read a book, play golf? Like, what is it for you?
Yeah, no, it's literally chase my 2.5-year-old around. So try to get my wife some help. And look, I'm as pale as it gets. So me and the son aren't really, you know, great friends. But look, I had a lot of fun just changing the scenery, just switching it up, and, you know, kind of get that antsy when you get on that flight back home. You land in Buffalo, you know, it's ready to go.
When you look back at last year, do you think about full picture? Do you think about all the success? Do you think about what might have been different? Like, when you look back and think about it, how do you view it?
Look, I think there's a bunch of different ways you can kind of view it. You can sit there, you can look at all the success, all the you know, how our guys played well, the ways that, you know, some guys came in and how they were able to adapt in the offense and kind of fit. You can look at when plays didn't work, or opportunities that we have that it didn't. And so it's a I think the biggest thing is when we go through our season and we look back at the season, we don't just focus on the good or only focus on the bad, because I think then you lose sight of the big picture. There were some times where some really good plays but happened that the scheme might have been terrible and, you know, we just have a freak quarterback, or there might have been some plays that might not have went well and the execution wasn't good enough. But if I got in that situation again, would I call the same play? And so really just take an opportunity to just kind of dive in and just kind of look at everything in a whole. And one thing I can tell you, we obviously have to get better, right? And so, we're starting all over right now, having to go earn it, and hopefully we're better this year than we were last.
Is that reflection any different for you compared to maybe this time last year? You were the interim coordinator before that. It wasn't the whole season, versus you get a whole year to look at how it went. So is that any different for you personally?
Well, I think you get I think the biggest difference was the opportunity of what the beginning of last offseason looked like compared to the beginning of this offseason. You're kind of focusing on this offseason as you're still having an opportunity to look back. Hey, what can we change? What are we going to do differently? We have a lot of guys back compared to last season, you know, in terms of understanding kind of the vision for how some of these guys are already utilizing their skill sets and trying to put together, where last year There was a lot of receivers, offensive line, you know, new running backs. Like, it was just putting it all together. This year, we kind of have a better feel of who some of the guys are, and now how can we expand on it, or some of the new pieces kind of put them into it.
Yeah, the continuity point, like, there's a couple new receivers in. How unique is that for your career, college and pro, to have, like, all the linemen seem to be the same, the quarterback room? Like, it feels like a huge portion of that offensive roster is the same people.
Yeah, I think, look, anytime you can have continuity, especially if, you know, the people that you had back worked together well, there was, you know, they enjoy being around each other and they understand how each other kind of plays, especially at the offensive line and the quarterback position, right? Like, that's the two most important, right, or, you know, skills. And so I think that's huge for the guys. But at the same time, sometimes we can have the tendency of, like, hey, the guys are back, so we know we're good at this. Or, hey, the guys are back, so we can kind of get complacent and feel like we got to do something with some of the other guys. And it's like, no, like, we can't lose sight on kind of what got us to whatever point we ended up getting to last year. And so, fortunately, we got the right type of guys.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's here in the character, so it makes my life a lot easier.
Bills offensive coordinator Joe Brady, you know, as you say, we got to get better. Is there a thing you want to get better? You could say more points. You could say better efficiency. But was there something in the offense last season you felt like we could use a dash of, whatever it might be, intermediate passing game, vertical passing game, runs in the red zone? Like, are there any things that you're kind of keying in on where you would like to be better?
There's plenty. I'd be lying to you if I felt comfortable, like, kind of showing, you know, spreading it out there.
Sure,
because
sure.
That's obviously something that we got to grow this year. But look, we obviously have tendencies. Coming back off of the previous season, I only called so many games. Now I have a full season. And so it's like, the more that you put stuff on tape, the more that people understand how you might call a game and how, how your guys kind of play. And so there's so many elements that we can get better at, and we just have to make sure that we're not only focusing on those and then losing sight on the things that we did well. And so that's where I kind of always feel it, of not just losing sight on that. And sometimes you look at the end of a season, you're like, man, we were so good at that 2 years ago. Why weren't we good at this past year? And it's like, did we still put the same emphasis on it? And so that's the delicate balance. But I hope there's a lot of things that you guys see next season that it's like, hey, that was an improvement on the previous season.
What kind of role can you play in helping Josh develop chemistry with the target? Sometimes we watch and we think, oh, he's got it with that guy, and maybe with this guy over here, whether he's new or they're just trying to get improved chemistry. I'm thinking about Josh and Dalton Kincaid. How can you help make the chemistry kind of really hit?
Well, I think sometimes it's just starting the dialogue, and I think that's some of the biggest growth that Josh has just had in general, is just communicating with the wide receivers exactly how he sees it. You see him after practice kind of working it. So we might be out of practice and I might call a play with the intent of getting Dalton Kincaid the ball. And whether whether it was a completion or not, sometimes the incompletions are some of the best things. And I know it sounds awful, and look, don't get me wrong, in games I want the completions. I'll take a bad-looking play that ends well. But right now, some of it is, man, Josh needed to feel that type of throw of like, hey, now we can talk through what that ball looks like. So when we get into the film, it's like, next time we get in this situation, Dalton, this is where that ball has to go. I don't want you to do anything differently. Sometimes people have a tendency, if the ball wasn't completed, the receiver naturally feels like they have to do something differently. And so right now, him getting a feel of understanding what kind of ball do I have to throw to Keon Coleman as opposed to the type of ball I have to throw to Josh Palmer. And so working through those, I'm one of Josh's biggest fans, but I'm also one of his biggest haters. And sometimes when when bad happens in training camp, sometimes that's really a positive for me, and I kind of smile. I'm like, all right, that's good, because we're going to be able to talk through that. And so I have to just make sure I'm consistently staying on, and I'm putting him in stressful situations so that he can make the decisions to be able to then have that communication.
On the decision-making, one thing I've wondered is the turnovers from last year. 8 turnovers last year, fewest since the merger, which, congrats. I think anything that ends with fewest since the merger is usually pretty impressive. How repeatable do you see that being? Maybe not to be, like, right at 8, but to have an offense that either the way it's built or the players themselves – are at the top of the league or near the top of the league and not turning the ball over.
Yeah, well, I mean, look, after the first drive last year, we were on pace to break the all-time record for turnovers because we fumbled on the first drive of the season, strip sack. So to be able to do as well as we did, giving up the least amount of sacks and turnovers after the first drive was a pretty good improvement. I think at the end of the day, it's stressing it. It's important. Look, turnovers are going to happen. There's going to be sometimes guys make good plays, and sometimes we might not have turned the ball over, but it was a turnover-worthy play. And, so sometimes even when we're watching tape, we can't just focus on the result of it, where it's like, hey, I know the DB dropped it, so we're good. Like, no, that was a turnover. And I think it's important to the guys. We understand if we don't turn the ball over, we're going to win a lot of football games. And understand that style of play, and so we stress it on the practice field. Is the ball on the outside arm? Is the decision making where it needs to be, not just on the result of the play? And like I said, we got the guys that they kind of take the ownership and kind of handle it themselves, and that accountability makes my life a lot easier.
Bills offensive coordinator Joe Brady. When we look at the ultimate goal, this team is a Super Bowl caliber team. If we say it all the time. I'm sure you guys feel that and think that. Do you feel like it comes down to a couple plays in those moments? I mean, I guess I wonder how it feels to have been that close and to be that close, knowing that, you might be right back there in the same spot basically the same year, and it's just a couple plays. Like, does that drive you? Does it drive you nuts? Does it kind of wash out hey, sometimes it's out of your control, sometimes it's in your control?
Yeah, look, like, at the end of the day, we've had the ball with the opportunity to go score to win the football game in the last 2 years, and we need to get it done, right? And that falls on me. And so, but I don't want our guys thinking that it's, hey, when we get in these critical moments, I have to do something extraordinary. And sometimes just doing our job and just executing and being at everything that we've done in training camp is in those moments. We don't have to change who we are. And so, some people say it's just a couple plays. Well, it could be some of these plays right now we're doing in training camp that is what's going to make the difference in. And I know it sounds crazy, but in those moments, sometimes it's like, hey, can we do the simple better in the most critical moments? And is our detail and our execution where they need to be? And so that's something that I kind of stress. If the guys feel like in those moments that I have to make the play, that's usually when bad things happen. And so I hope we get those opportunities again this year. And I hope, and we're doing everything we can to, earn it this year.
All observers said yesterday Keon had a pretty nice day. Keon Coleman.
He did. And look, like, even when it's kind of the same thing we talked with Josh. It might be an incomplete pass, or it might be a drop. It might be a really good play, and we're coaching every little detail of it. So trying not to get caught up on the results. And but I love, look, I liked how Keon played last year. I've said that to everybody. Obviously the injury was unfortunate, but just seeing his dialogue and his communication with Josh, now the pads are coming on, you can really see wide receiver play. Like, wide receivers pads is critical for them. So obviously it'll be a huge run emphasis today, so it's not a but you get to see a lot about receivers in the run game. It's important to us. And so you might not see a lot of the splash plays from the wide receivers today, but you'll get to see you'll learn a lot about our football team.
On Khalil Shakir the other day was talking about his ability to beat man coverage and new techniques and things that maybe he's been working on to do that. Do you feel like, even though he's been in the league a few years, that he has maybe another step in that area, beating man coverage maybe specifically, and where he plays? How do you see Shakir and maybe more another step in his game.
Yeah, no, it's you know, Khalil is such a conscious player, and he sets goals himself and understands opportunities and ways he has to get better. And, you know, part of the thing is we don't get a lot of man coverage. And, you know, so it's how can I work these things without getting a lot of practice versus it, without getting a lot of looks at it in season and games, especially when you're playing in the slot, the way the DBs kind of cover you in the slot. A guy like Taron Johnson is going to cover you differently than a guy outside at Christian Benford. And so, but the intentionality in the release game, to be able to create that separation, it's not all just speed. But in order to get the separation, it's how do I run the routes, and just sometimes it's slowing you down. And so getting Khalil to understand that and the leverage and whatnot. And but he's so conscientious in everything that he does that, you know, if we get man coverage this year, I'm excited to see how he kind of performs with it.
You broke your streak of 1-0 tweets.
I did?
Yeah, for the Florida Panthers.
Oh.
You did it for the Florida Panthers. Back-to-back Stanley Cup champs.
Back-to-back, baby.
So that's not like a bandwagon thing or anything, right? Like, you're from that.
Yeah, I'm from South Florida. Yeah, like, yeah. Look, my high school graduation was in the arena that they kind of play in. No, don't get me wrong. Like, South Florida sports, you know, in general, you know, it's not like Buffalo right here, where, you know, Florida Panthers growing up, it wasn't like, you know, I was the Pavel Bure type of Olli Jokinen type, but it wasn't where you're selling out and everything right now. But, so I'd be lying to you, like, I'm watching every game. I'm not that diehard. I'm a baseball, football and heat, but the Panthers, I do enjoy watching it. Just like when the Sabres get rolling, I'm going to enjoy watching them.
It's very Fort Lauderdale, right? More than it is Miami for them.
Sure. Yeah. Cause they're, you know, it's just like any, you know, when you play the Dolphins, right, they show South Beach, right? Yeah. But we know where that stadium actually is. And so, but that's very much a Fort Lauderdale crowd as opposed to the Miami Heat, South Beach type of vibe.
Right. That's right.
All right. Yeah, I'm just scrolling.
I got to change it then, you know. I don't know. Obviously, probably the Buffalo fans don't probably enjoy seeing, but
I think they're fine.
That's fine.
Playoff hockey. There's nothing like playoff hockey. And when the Sabres go to the playoffs, I'm going to enjoy going to those playoff hockey games because it's a lot of fun to watch and be a part of.
And now the countdown is on, you know, the next 1-0 tweet, you know, Sunday night, Baltimore.
That's it.
We'll be ready for it.
That's it. And everyone sees it as it only starts in the games, but it's the mindset that we have every single day right here. And so I don't care how it looks. I don't care if it's pretty. I don't care if it's ugly. You know, find a way. There's no pretty losses, and there's no ugly wins. You find a way at the end of the season. No one cares about the scores that we might feel after end of the season. It's like, oh, it was a 7-6 game at the end of the season. We just saw that we had one more win. So that's what we're just trying to get our guys with the right mindset of that. Is it don't matter how, just find a way.
Very good. Bills offensive coordinator Joe Brady. Enjoyed today's practice, full pads, and good luck this season.
Awesome. I appreciate you guys.
Yeah, thank you. Jeremy and Joe, be back in a moment from training camp here from St. John Fisher on WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God.
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam. Baby, this is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah! Baseball is something else.
Yes.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.